Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this wonderful nation. And your nooks and crannies is the conversation about this Paris massacre and concern over what we're doing to thwart terrorism in this overly politically correct world. I got an avalanche of email about that very thing. And in fact, we're going to check the mailbag during this hour. So we'll talk about it for sure. There's an Al-Qaeda link to the two brothers who are still out there. There's a massive manhunt outside of Paris for both of them, Saeed and Sharif Karachi. They're trying to comb an area of a forest, and they've got choppers in the sky, people on the ground, everything that you can imagine thrown at this. And apparently there were some serious intelligence gaps with the French police in missing some signs, perhaps, about the two brothers and possibly what might have happened at Charlie Hebdo. But it's very early in that investigation. The city of Paris and certainly all over France, they're still mourning the people and are scared to death about what's happening, especially in some of the Muslim communities there in and around Paris and in other parts of that country. If you want to throw in your two cents, what is our policy? How do you feel about whether it's homegrown or somebody else coming in? On a scale of 1 to 10, how safe do you really think we are? What does your gut as an American tell you? Not what you're being fed or not listening to all sides of it. Don't look at the Rubik's Cube. Just what you feel. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And right at the top of this segment here, as we kick off this hour of America Tonight, we go to Izzy in Missouri, who is never shy about her opinions. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
No, I'm not particularly shy, but just my opinion. Last night I was listening to Dan, and I'm going, you go, you go. Yeah, I agree with Dan.
Yeah.
He's right. There's not a single moderate Muslim, and as far as I'm concerned, we should kick them all out. And we can actually, the United States in the Constitution, there is a provision to kick out even those that have become citizens if they pose a threat. Their citizenship can be nullified.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the Constitution. However,
yeah, you're right.
My theory on this is they catch these bastards, they ought to just hang them high right where they are. No trial,
yeah.
No nothing. Just get rid of them. And anybody in this country that wants to pull any crap, do the same thing. Don't worry about posting next of kin on your body. They're never going to find you.
Well, you know, there are with law enforcement, and you know about this, there are certain things or certain areas you tread into where, you know, I'm not going to say anything if you don't say anything, because this would be
that's
a better situation if we did that. Yeah.
Well, there are more and more people saying that. And you want to get into the Appalachians or the Ozarks, and I mean the hard Ozarks of Missouri, and bodies just disappear because that's where some of the planners of 9/11 hid.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not leave the cabin. I think I've said this before on here, but they didn't go anywhere because they stuck out like a sore thumb. And they were just missed by days. Like 2 days. But they got out so quick when the threat came down. Because some of our good old boys were out looking. And they left everything there. I mean, they knew when to get out of Dodge. So my sentiment is, you see one and you think it's just a little bit edgy, hey, good line pit work. Yeah, I'm taking a hard line on this. Enough is enough. You know,
yeah,
we're going to get hit. You bet we are. But then,
you think no matter what, with our intelligence, there's just no way someone's finding the soft spot and they're going to expose it.
Look at what came through our borders this past year, that clown back east, one that's messing up the Oval Office.
Yeah.
He allowed all of this. And if they think just Mexicans or South Americans came through, you're out of your mind. They knew. I mean, even Border Patrol was saying they're coming through our border, southern border. And nobody stopped them. And Obama made it so hard on everybody, the Border Patrol, ICE, everybody, to control it because he just wouldn't allow them to enforce the law.
Yeah.
And that's just a crock. So my theory is, hey, you see one, 10 points. You bag 100 points. Open season. Hey, they have open season on deer. I know that sounds radical, but I don't care. I'm so tired of everybody trampling our country.
Yeah.
Just my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. No matter how.
I love it.
I'll have a Secret Service or somebody on my doorstep tomorrow. I'm a voice.
Don't worry, we're all on list, Izzy. Thanks. You have a great weekend. And, you know, I said that. Says she doesn't shy away from her opinion, and she's somebody who was in law enforcement and knows about that. And I agree with some of what Izzy's saying, but not all of it, because all of you know how I feel, and certainly in some of you agree with what I'm saying and others don't. I just don't think you can say open season on, excuse me, on Muslim people, because you've got, you know, you definitely have moderate Muslims. And I know that there are people that just say, well, there's just no way. Because if you go into a Muslim community, you're going to find radical Muslims, you're going to find moderate Muslims, you're going to find all kinds of Muslims. And the fact is, a lot of the moderate Muslims are starting to speak out. And that's a good thing, because they should be speaking out. And you cannot, I've said this before, because if you think about it, and you think of how the United States was established, and you think of any radical religion, or people that get radicalized and call themselves a religion, or they're part of a church, or they're part of a sect, or they're part of whatever, and then they decide they're going to firebomb, kill people, target people, all that kind of thing. But their, quotes, religion is not condoning that, and it's not what the church is saying or whatever. You'd have to wipe out so many religions. You'd have to boot out so many people, which is why you can't take that. I don't think you take that broad brush and paint that. It does make it more difficult, and it is infuriating when we keep seeing the same description, the same people, the same things that are happening again and again. And this is the truth. This is what we're seeing. We know the description. We know who they're going to find. We know what ages they're going to be. But it's not fair to lump everyone into that category. You might disagree. That's fine. You can certainly call me at 855-266-5283. We'll go to the mailbag a little bit later in the show. But coming up next, Merlin Rothfeld. Yeah, a lot of you asked about what do you do with the market. So we're bringing him on. He's going to tell you all about it. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
I love you, Stevie, just like you. I love you, Stevie, just like you.
Welcome back to America Tonight. You know how I am. I'm always talking about the markets. I say it's like standing at the craps table because I used to live in Vegas. But I schooled myself in what was happening with the markets because this is definitely, one of the things that you need to have in your portfolio. So it's silly to just dismiss it as, oh, I don't want to be in the market. I can't be in the market and all that other sort of nonsense. Because seriously, this is your future. This is where you can really make up some dough. Merlin Rothfeld is with us. He's a master instructor at Online Trading Academy, and he has some thoughts, I'm sure, as well on this. This is why we're having him on. It's perfect, because we can talk about what are you looking for in your future, and what are the things you need to do to be financially savvy. Hey, Merlin, thanks for hanging with us.
My pleasure, Kate. Thank you.
So you know this. We've already seen this at the beginning of the year with the markets. Did you hear what I said about being at the craps table? But I think you can't ignore the markets. Do you agree with that?
100%. I think I hate putting the analogy of financial investing in the same category as gambling. Obviously, craps, blackjack, all that stuff is a game of chance. What I deal with is a game of probability, and it's really about knowing the odds and putting the odds in your favor. You mentioned something pretty interesting. You said that you need it in your portfolio. I think it goes much further than that. Every single person that's listening to the show right now, it should be a wake-up call. The statistics out there by retirement agencies and all these different people who do studies show that the average person in retirement has $10,000. The average American has $10,000 saved for retirement. Now, I don't know about you, but $10,000 is not going to last me 1 year into my retirement. It's the first couple months. So, you know, we need to all be extremely proactive and say, all right, I need to take control of my financial future. And there's several different things we can do there with regards to understanding how exactly to take control. I'll just throw the first shot across the bow, which is if you think your financial advisor or your professional investment advisor is doing it for you properly, then you need to put down the pipe because you're smoking something that is completely wrong. You are being trained by the industry to do something the wrong way. And, you know, if you're taught how to do something the wrong way, you'll always just give money away to the system. That's exactly what they want. So let's go through a couple things here. First one, in this market time, we are at all-time highs, historic highs on just about every market out there. This lures people in. So don't believe the hype. There's this hope that these markets are going to continue up. And if you bought in 2009, so many people out there are saying, I'm up over 200% of my portfolio. I'm an amazing investor. No, it's blind luck, okay? You got really lucky, and you're probably just back to profitability from where your account was in 2007. So you've been holding your account for years, and you really haven't made anything. That flies in the face of proactive investing. At Online Trading Academy, we teach how these markets really work, how to time the markets and get a greater rate of return, and I think more importantly, managing your risk in all situations. So that's really step number one is don't believe the hype. Do not listen to major news, major financial stuff, because they're teaching you the wrong way. Have you been investing for a while, Kate?
Yes. I mean, it's funny listening to you talk about that. Hershey, Johnson & Johnson, a couple of my big blue chippers, but you're absolutely right about the, well, yeah, of course, I'm up over the sky's the limit, but then you ask them how long they've held on to it.
Yeah, and, you know, the other part to it is if you listen to what's on mainstream media, so, you know, and I've been on CNBC, it was one of my crowning moments of my young trading career was to be on CNBC in 2007, and even better was being kicked off of CNBC in 2008 for saying in January that if we break 1260 on the S&P 500, I said, quote, break out the bulldozers, we're going to go down in a big way. And it went from 1260 to 666 on the S&Ps, which is a pretty darn good call in my book.
Yeah.
You know, most people aren't telling you to sell what you own or to make short trades, meaning capitalize on downside moves in the market. Right now is a time where we have such increased volatility that we really need to think creatively of how we're going to approach it. If you're jumping into these markets now thinking you're going to make a lot of money right now, you might, but I'll tell you this. Right around the corner, we are facing some significant downside moves in the market because a lot of what we've seen push this market up from 2009 to 2015 has been artificial. It's been fake money that the Fed has pushed in. It's a lot of hype, and eventually that's going to come crashing back down.
So tell me about what you do. You're trying to tell people you need to get educated yourself. Don't just go to somebody, say, what do I do, and trust that that's going to be your eureka moment.
Absolutely, yeah. I feel like there's no such thing as the eureka moment when you're dealing with a financial planner. If you go to a financial planner's office or a financial advisor, look, you're going to go to that parking lot, and it's going to be full of Bentleys, Porsches, Ferraris, you know, all these really nice cars. Hint, hint, they're not yours. They're the people that are giving you the financial advice. And how are they getting paid? They're getting paid commissions off the top, whether it's 2%, 3%, plus all these crazy fees. We have no interest in managing or doing anything with your money. It's basically saying, we have the skill set and the education. We have a patented system at Online Trading Academy, which is a really specific rule-based approach to how to invest in the market. It's about empowerment. It's about taking control of your own money and making sure that you do things the proper way. If we get caught up in the hype, if we get caught up in this, market's at all-time highs, I've got to buy something, or I'm going to jump on the Facebook IPO or this IPO or that IPO or this pundit's recommendations, you're generally buying after the real move. So if you think about the way that things work, markets don't move because Jim Cramer's out there on CNBC saying, buy, buy, buy. They actually do move, but that's stupid people buying a recommendation, and then all of a sudden it comes crashing back down. What we do is look at what really drives price, and it's not just stocks. It's things like, you know, baseball cards or cars or homes or anything that's tangible and can be bought is driven by one or actually two fundamental pieces, supply and demand.
Yeah.
And within the financial markets, you can look at a chart. You can look at price behavior and understanding where institutions and commercial traders are buying. Because who's going to move the market, Kate? It's not you. It's not me. We're small fish in the grand scheme of things. It's your Goldman Sachs, your Merrill Lynch's. We need to start thinking like these guys do. They're buying when nobody else wants to. They're creating the opportunities for us. But realistically, we don't want to listen to what they're saying. Meaning, if they're telling us to buy oil right now, I don't want to buy oil. Because why would they tell you to buy it? They're trying to sell it to you.
Yeah, exactly. So that they can make the profit on it. It's funny because, you know, you can look across the board. Natural gas falls into that category, certainly. And there's a foreign currencies also, too. That's another thing that people get whipped into. You talk about ETFs over mutual funds. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about a sucker bet? I mean, there's so many stupid things that people can do. And one thing that we've kind of been forced into as Americans is mutual funds. And mutual funds, in principle, is a fantastic idea. For those who don't know what a mutual fund is, it's generally a basket of securities. So you will buy, let's say, in your 401k, a mutual fund that represents large cap stocks. So they'll go across the board and they'll buy, you know, your blue chips, your Microsoft, your Intels, your Dells, and these big financial firms and ConocoPhillips, Goldman Sachs. They'll buy the big stable companies. And that makes a lot of sense because you're diversifying within one fund. However, within mutual funds, there are so many fees associated with it, it'll make your head spin. You've got a 12B1 fee, which is generally a sales and marketing fee, which is about 1%, maybe 1.5%. You also have a plan administration fee, which can run 2-3%. You also have load fees, which is the privilege of buying this managed mutual fund. So all of a sudden, you could be racking up 6-8% fees. Now, if anybody knows the power of compounding interest, you'll understand that 1% can be a lot. But you start looking at 8% fees, it's ridiculous how much, and it can literally take away millions of dollars worth of profit if you're looking at a long-term time horizon like 20 years or 30 years. So an exchange-traded fund, an ETF, is very similar to a mutual fund, but it's not managed by a team of monkeys that are going to suck your account dry with fees. It's usually a benchmark index. For example, one that I like to trade is called the SPY. It is a basket of securities that represents the same securities that are in the Standard & Poor's 500 index with 500 stocks in one share. But the fees associated with SPY are about 0.25% versus, you know, 3%, 4%, 5% for a mutual fund. Now, I don't know about you, but if I can save 3% on anything that I do, whether I'm buying a can of Coca-Cola, buying a car, a home, or buying a stock, I'm going to save 3% every single time.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow, that's crazy. So what's the deal? So people can go to the online academy and get educated on things that we don't know?
Yeah, actually, at Online Trading Academy, we do a lot of different courses. We have the largest network of physical brick-and-mortar schools in the world. We've got 36 offices around the world, so if they want to know a location near them, they can go to tradingacademy.com. It's www.tradingacademy.com. You can type in your zip code there, and we'll show you the centers nearest you. But we pride ourselves on hands-on approach. I mean, we have every classroom has physical computers. You'll be trading live in real market action, real money, real accounts. We pay for the commissions on it because we want you to get some skin in the game. I mean, I can't tell you the number of people that I've talked to that say they learn how to trade and invest by reading a book. Well, it's kind of like learning how to drive a car by reading a book. How do you feather a clutch? You know, what does that mean? So we're really kind of a hands-on, physical action type of classroom environment, and all of our instructors are actively trading in the financial markets, and we offer some pretty unique things. Our students are offered the potential to retake classes as many times as they want once they've taken their class. So we believe that repetition is good. Retaking these courses really does instill the confidence and tools necessary for people to do it themselves.
I love it. All right, get educated. Time to get educated. Merlin Rothfeld, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's ManCow for you. Here at GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going and what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Every week, man, we got to do that, right? We don't have to, but I feel like we have to. And for me, it's that sense of just letting your mind turn to jello for a few hours and not think about anything. But my key deal is if I'm going to go to a movie, I want to make sure that I'm getting my best bang for the buck. And I'll tell you one thing. Here's a quick tip for you. You have to be careful when you go to the movies now because there's so many different ways. XD, Sensoround, however they're showing the movies. And if you're not careful, you end up in a movie theater or you end up wanting to go to a movie. You go, you finally have talked yourself into this is it. And unfortunately, you find out it's XD and it'll cost you twice as much. So here's our first one up, Taken 3.
Hey.
Lenny. Good to see you.
You too. Kim's doing okay?
Yeah, seems like the usual, Kim.
Lenny!
I didn't do this.
Put your hands up, now!
Wanted for murder. Suspect's name, Brian Mills.
21, he joins the Army. 23, he joins the Special Forces. He's a trained sniper. An explosives expert. No service record, no discharge record, nothing. This guy right here, he knows how to disappear.
Listen carefully, Kim. Something terrible's happened to your mom.
Dad, what's going on?
Don't trust anyone.
Fold down your hands.
There are things I've done in my life, and I was always ready to face the consequences to protect my family. What do you know?
What I know is soon everyone you love will be dead.
What's your first priority here, Inspector?
My job is to bring you in.
My first priority is to protect the only one I have left.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to finish this.
If you go down this road, the LAPD, the FBI, the CIA, they're all going to come for you. They'll find you, and they'll stop you.
Good luck.
All right, so there's Brian Mills, Liam Neeson. This is the third one, Taken 3. And it's about that whole vengeance action franchise that he's in the middle of. His daughter is Maggie Grace. The mother is Famke Janssen. And unfortunately, one of them doesn't survive. I think the trailer pretty much gives it all away. It's funny because Liam Neeson has been doing the press junkets, and he says that he pretty much thinks that this is the end, that it's a good story, but he thinks this is the end, and says, well, then again, you never know what they could do with this. Maybe they reboot the franchise. But I think pretty much they answer all the questions in this one, and it has an audience. The first Taken just exploded, which is why they did two others. There's something about him in this action piece that really, really works for a lot of people, and actually I like it. I saw the first one, and I really, really liked it. I'm not crazy about three-peats, you know, in other words, doing a third one, and sequels are okay, but I'll probably end up seeing it. I would say at least stream it if you're into that kind of thing. So we move from Taken 3 to here we are in a historical time, and there's a movie called Selma that is raising a little controversy for some of the portrayals in it, but it's definitely getting a lot of attention, and of course it's about Selma, Alabama, and here's a little snippet of that.
He's got supporters. Detroit, New York, Los Angeles, inciting large-scale arrests and sympathy marches.
I'm very aware of that, Mr. Hoover. What I do know is nonviolent. What I need to know right now, what's Martin Luther King about to do next?
Mr. President, Dr. King is here.
Mr. President, in the South, there have been thousands of racially motivated murders.
We need your help, Dr. King. This thing's just going to have to wait.
It cannot wait.
You've got one big issue. I got 101.
Summer it is.
Here is the next great battle.
Selma's the place, and they read.
Dr. King!
I tell you, that white boy can hit.
You will not tolerate agitators attempting to orchestrate a disturbance in this state. It is unacceptable that they use their power to keep us voiceless. Those that have gone before us say no more.
People actually say they're going to kill our children. They're trying to get inside of your head.
What happens when a man stands up, says enough is enough? We build a path as we came, rock by rock. Still, it's proudly burned. It proudly is.
We must march. We must stand up.
You march those people into rural Alabama, it's got to be open season.
May I have a word?
There's no word to be had.
The people.
million people watching.
These pictures are going around the world.
We must make a massive demonstration.
White, black, and otherwise. Come the stump.
I heard about the attack of innocent people. I couldn't just stand by.
Looks like an army out there.
This revolution goes on and on. This revolution goes on and on.
Not I have seen the glory. 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 Hallelujah.
What happens when a man stands up, says enough is enough?
All right, obviously you realize that's the Civil Rights Movement, Martin Luther King. They actually don't use any of Martin Luther King's speeches in the movie. So in other words, they don't rely on that. So we move from that to our next film that's also getting a lot of buzz, too, and it's called Unbroken.
However dark the night, however dim our hopes.
Inbound 4 o'clock low.
The light will always follow darkness.
Keep going the way you're going, you'll end up as a bum on the street. You train. You fight harder than those other guys, and you win. You can take it. You can make it. You can do this, Lou. You just gotta believe you can. Pop does. Ma does. I do.
Louie, a moment of pain is worth a lifetime of glory.
We're gonna die out here.
We're not dying!
I got good news and bad news.
Who is the Olympic athlete?
Don't look at me.
Hello, mother, father.
This is your Louis talking. I am now interned in a Tokyo prisoner of war camp. I can't say this. What it says about America is not true.
This man must be taught respect. Each prison will teach him this lesson.
He used to think that I could do anything. But I was better than I am.
He says you're not.
If you can do this, I swear I'll dedicate my whole life to you.
I can make it.
Stay down.
If he drops it, shoot him.
Come on. All right, so obviously you can get a little bit from that. Unbroken is a war drama. It's produced and directed by Angelina Jolie. It's based on a book by a terrific writer, Laura Hillenbrand. You might recognize her name, and it's from that book, Unbroken, a World War II story of survival, resilience, and redemption. Jack O'Connell plays Louis Zamperini, and the story is such a great story. It's getting a lot of buzz, as it should get a lot of buzz, but I think that this is a film that would be worth seeing in the movie theaters. And if you can't see it in the movie theaters, get it when it's when it comes out for a couple of bucks at Redbox or whatever it is. But it revolves around Zamperini, who was the U.S. Olympian, an athlete, incredible athlete, and who, you know, who went on to World War II, survived in Iraq for 47 days after his bomber was downed and was sent to a series of prisoner of war camps and survived. And it's in wide release now, and it's getting a lot of pretty good reviews from some pretty cranky critics. So I would say put that on your list. Mailbag coming up in just a few.
virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Exhausted our resources from local EMS in the county and also our neighboring county in Jefferson. So we dispatched a commercial bus to assist with transporting some of the people out of the weather. Minor injuries.
All right, that was a big pileup in Philadelphia, or outside of Philadelphia in Pennsylvania, because of the weather. Frankly, looking around, we have so many people that are in these single digits and below weather-wise. It's been a crazy couple of days and heading into the weekend for some. There's the possibility of ice and then some more snow as well raining down on your world. Isn't it interesting when that happens on the weekend? There have been schools that have been canceled. It's been so bone-chilling cold in some areas that the schools felt that it was just safer not to even have the kids in the schools. You know, people are in 3 and 4 layers. That tells you something for sure. And that whole thing with frostbite and how easy that can happen, there's no way to risk, I mean, there's no reason to risk that. And I think the craziest story was the family with the minivan that was snagged and dragged 16 miles behind a semi in Michigan. And Michigan and Indiana hit so hard with snow and awful, awful weather. I mean, so it was lucky that this couple, along with some adult kids who were on 75 on Wednesday morning, they had a Toyota Sienna. It plowed into the back of the semi because they couldn't see. They had no idea. The windshield was collapsing. They were calling 911. They were going about 2 miles an hour, and there was no warning whatsoever. It was just the truck was going slow, luckily, and they were hitting the horn and all that other kind of stuff. And then finally, the sheriff's office was able to flag them down. The family was evaluated, but they were fine, which is unbelievable. The van was just tore to shreds at the front of it. How they survived that is a miracle. Let me tell you, you could tell it was just an incredibly scary, scary moment for them. And like I said, Michigan, Indiana, a lot of the areas in the plains hit very, very hard by some horrific weather. On that note, it wasn't so much the weather you wanted to talk about, but the situation in France. Let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
And our first one is from Pete. And Pete says, "Hi, Kate. I am just so disgusted by what I have seen on this massacre in Paris. So sad for those families. And yet these two brothers are still on the run. Do you think they're going to catch them? I mean, after this attack, it seems as though they've gotten photographed video-wise and people have seen them, but they haven't been able to capture them. This attack was unbelievable. And these two brothers were on our no-fly list. Why, oh, why did they get through the system in France? How did they fall through the cracks?" Yeah, good question. How did they fall through the cracks? And that's one we've been talking about. You think about it. I mean, I keep saying the same thing over and over again. The victims, cartoonists, people that were trying to protect the cartoonist. You know, Charlie Hebdo, how is that possible? I just, you know, it was all about, in that office, being irreverent. It was all about satire. And they lost their lives as a result of that. And you see, I have seen the video and I have seen some of the pictures of the office are just awful. And now the details of separating the men and the women quickly and shooting out, you know, calling out their names so they knew who they were going after, and then executing them, shooting them in the head. And there's nothing they could do. I mean, zero. It happened so fast. They got in and that was it. And then other innocent people also, just like they were, happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. This one from Jackie, who says, "Kate, I think they ought to execute these two. I know that sounds barbaric. I'm a law-abiding type, but enough is enough. Bring back the old days." And I know there's people that shake their head and say, "Really? That's not how we do things in the United States. Now you're suggesting they should do that in Paris." If I were a police officer or an elite military man and I were part of the team looking for the brothers, and I cornered one of them, I think I pretty much would blow them in half and have a few things to say. And I bet you that that's going to be some of the reaction if they find them. How tough would it be to not want to just shoot them? Well, here's the thing. They might end up in a firefight anyway, which is a very good and real possibility. That if they do corner them, they do find them somewhere, they're not just going to throw up their hands and be on their knees or say don't shoot. Most likely, that's not what you're going to see. You know, they're going to fire. They're going to try to, you know, they're going to try to fire. Then I got this one from Brooke, who says, Kate, I thought it was great that the Eiffel Tower went dark and showed that unity. Je suis Charlie. I mean, there really are no words to describe this, and it makes me hug my young children even tighter. I'm a Republican. I used to be a Democrat, but then I decided that they were the party of wimps. And I don't think that you can have a completely hands-off approach, or maybe I became a mother and got scared for my children, but I don't care what party is in charge. I don't care what the two parties are doing in Washington if they're taking money away from counterterrorism, because I don't think we can pump enough money into it, frankly, for all the things that we are seeing. Yeah, the tower went dark Thursday night, hours after they did a moment of silence to pay tribute to the 12 people killed in that attack. And in Notre Dame, in the cathedral, they had the bells tolling around the city, and it was pretty much that way in Europe, actually. But certainly in Paris, it was that way. And throughout the night, people were lighting candles and waving banners, and there were makeshift shrines and all kinds of things, and people with spray-painted signs that said, "We are Charlie," and, you know, as some of the people were quoted as saying, "We're determined that they don't get the last word in this one. We have to win, and we will win, because we're, you know, our struggle is liberty, and I'm not afraid." People were saying, "I'm not afraid," and boy, oh boy, it's just interesting. They had 13,000 people, and you know, that were out in full scale and were there to just to show that they're there, and they want the bad guys to know it, I guess is the best way to put that. All right, how about this one? This one is from Chuck, and Chuck says, Kate, I can't even watch that video anymore. I was watching my local news, and then it went to national news, and I couldn't watch the video of the arrogance of the man in black who went up to the cop, shot him on the street, and then just like it was nothing, I got into the car, and then that was it. And then they were talking about it looked like they signaled to somebody else. So who knows? There may be some other people involved in this. You can bet that there are some people that were part of the planning process for sure. All right, overwhelmingly, that's what all of you wanted to talk about when we went to the mailbag. I understand it is unbelievable, and good for the people of Paris for showing their support in the Eiffel Tower going dark. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.